Just a few halachot in the laws of Kibud Av Va'em. We're reading from Yalkut Yosef in the Kibud Av Va'em section. Today we start reading from Daf Shin Nun Vav. Ben shehevi et abiv litgorer betoch beto, o sheabiv mitareach etzlo b'shabbat, min ha'ra'uy lechabedo lishev berosh ha'shulchan, v'chen ha'minhag. So he's saying over here that if a person, let's say, invites his parents over for dinner, little Shabbat, or whatever it may be, holiday, whatever it is, so the proper thing is to give respect to the father, to let him sit at the head of the table. If the father's mohen and says, no, I'll sit in the regular seat, that's fine, but at least he should have the kibud to sit at that. This is so long as it doesn't interfere with the laws of tzniut, that he's going to end up be sitting next to somebody else's wife, and things like that, where it's done, but tzniut, of course, that would be the proper protocol to invite the father to sit at the head of the table. Next halakha, Shebaim kol bnei habayit niton et yedehen achar hakiddush. After kiddush, they wash their hands. Ve'abba omed, remember the father's with them. Sarich lechabed et ha'abba rishon niton et yadav. You have to invite your father to go first. Ve'chen im manichim perot b'fnei orchim. You put fruit, let's say, in front of all the guests. Yechabedu te'ila et ha'abba. You always give the fruit to the father first, and then you should take. Ve'chen yesh toshit nabim mana. When you're serving the food at the table, always you make the father a plate first, and then he says, "Umederchanimus." The proper etiquette would be shabarim yamtinu meleechol, that the children should not eat from their plates al shiagishu laveim et ma'achalim, until the father has his food in his plate and he starts eating. But to eat before the father would not be respectful. However, he says a chadush over here. Aval biima, when it comes to the mother, en tzarich lakpid, but you don't have to wait for her. Why? Shezer et sona, because that's her will. She wants you to eat the food, especially if she cooked it. So she wants you to eat. She doesn't want you to wait. And therefore, shakol yuchluk asher aliyah mutar halukat ha'ochel ibnei beta. So therefore, in that case, would be different. The next halakha is ha'me'areyach adamiv etzo b'shabbat u'biyom tov. Min ha'ra'uy shiyichabed et aviv lekadesh al ha'yayin. It's proper to give your father a kavod to make the kiddush on the wine, unless the father mumbles the words. Oh, the father doesn't know the halachot, that he has to have kavanah to be mutsi, the whole, the whole sibur, and so on and so forth. But even in that case, if it's going to cause embarrassment to the father, let the father make the kiddush, and everybody will say the kiddush to themselves, just not to embarrass the father. But otherwise, it is proper to invite. Last but not least, ha-me'areyach et abib et slob shabbat. Yesh omrim sheben shubal abayit, hu ze shirich lemso al alecha mishneh. That the really halakha says balabait is the one that makes the hamotzi. So since the child over here is the balabait, some say he should do it. That today this really law doesn't apply so much. And therefore, even in this case, it would be better to invite the father. Again, in all these cases, if the father comes along and says, I'm muhel, you have no problem. But the proper move would be b'chavod kiddush, b'chavod amotzi, and so on and so forth, and then all the other laws that we mentioned.